Thank you, Chairperson, and also thank you to Mr. De Blanche for his presentation. I just want to mention that Mr. De Blanche has already been lobbying for...
Excuse me, can you do it in Afrikaans?
Sorry. I beg your pardon. Baie dankie aan die voorsitter en die voorlegger vir die voorligging. Voordat hier die wetsontwerp hier voor ons verskyn het en wat ons bespreek het, meneer De Blanche al reeds voorspraak gedoen vir wysigings aan ons arbeidswette. Ons weet dat jaar gelede het die prokureur firma Cheadle Thompson die eerste arbeidswette opgestel en dit was al baie lang gelede en dit is nou al reeds uitgedien en daarom is hier die wysigings nodig om dit op datum te bring. Die internationale neiging is om nie te praat van die verskillende verlofe wat geneem kan word nie, soos as ons kyk na die verlof vir die vaders, die kraamverlof, verlof vir bejaardes, maar liever om dit alles saam te stel onder een hoofie en dit ouerverlof te noem. En dit sal dan al die verskillende types verlof insluit. Dit is baie swak wetgewing om baie kategorieë te skep en daarom sal het beter wees om liever alles onder een hoofie te hê, want anders gaan dit baie mannekrag benodig om seker te maak dat al die genoemde kategorieë nagekom word. Die ouerverlof as kategorie waar een van die ouers kan besluit wie die 4 maande verlof gaan neem. Nie beide nie. En natuurlik, as hulle by verskillende werkgevers werk, dat die werkgevers in kennis gestel word. So as jy een kategorie hee, onder ouer verlof, dan is daar een keuse wat gebied word vir wie van die 2 ouers eindelijk die 4 maande verlof kan neem en wie vroeger terugkeer na hul dienst toe. Die tweede vraag is eintlik nie 'n vraag nie, maar net kommentaar en dit gaan oor die koste wat weggesteek is, want ons weet tog almal, enige type van betaalde verlof is daar 'n koste wat gedra moet word deur jou wetgewer of die maatskappy. En ek wil net sê dat ons eintlik die konsep wat jy genoem het oor verlof vir vaders en al die ander kategorieë wat jy genoem het, ons ondersteun dit. Maar dit is net 'n kommentaar wat ek wil gelewer het oor die tweede gedeelte. Dankie.
Ndiyabulela kumhleleka phambili, ndiyibulela kale lungu eli kabe umnumzana lona ke ngengxelo yakhe, kuba umnumzana lona ngumuntu osoke esibhalela ngazonke izikhalazana zonke imithetho yezabasebenzi esenza ingcebiso zakhe njengoko kwezenjalo namagqwetha kaShetile Thompson. Ukuqala ke ndingatsho ukuthi ke uindidi zelive esinazo zininzi, ihlabathi ngokujikelele liyazohlulahlula eyomama eyotata eyabantu abadala njalo njalo. Kodwa ke mna ndifuna ukucebisa ukuthi xa sinovela zonke ezi live sizifuke phantsi kwegama elinye lelive yobuzali, ize ke ngoku ilive nganye ibe phantsi ke kweso sihloko sinye, kuba kwenza umthetho wethu ube ngathi ongawukho buthathaka nye okanye indlela esiqulunqwe ngayo umthetho iba buthathaka xa sizoba neendidi ezahlukahlukeneyo ezininzi zelive. Kanti uba sinovele sisebenzisa igama elinye siliquke ukuthi yilive yobuzali, ukwenzela umama notata ebengabo bathatha isigqibo soba ngowuphi ozothatha ezinyangazine, ngowuphi ozothatha iintsuku ezinga. Kodwa ke kubalulekileyo ukuthi ke umqeshi okanye abaqeshi bobabini babasebenza abazali bayazi ukuthi omnye uthathe eliphila ikhefu, ukwenzela bangaveli omnye umzali athathe iintsuku ezinyanga ezine kwelicala kanti nomnye uthathe iinyanga ezine kwelakhe icala. Okokugqibela ke indawo endifuna uyicabazele uba ke xa sithetha ke ngohlaziyo lomthetho, kuba khona iindleko ezifihlakeleyo zemisebenzi xa kukho umntu othatha ikhefu ehlawulelwayo. Eminye imisebenzi xa umntu esekhefini kuye kunyanzeleka uphinde kuthathwe omnye umntu endaweni yakhe, into ezinjalo abe naye kanti uzawuhlawulwa. Ndiyayithanda ke le ndlela ke lona ukuzana aqinisa ngayo, kodwa ke ndiyafuna nje xa sisebenzisana sibe nendlela ethile elumkileyo yozama ukukhangela into esinoziquka kube ndawoninye singasebenzisi ndithindithi ezininzi okanye siyohlulahlule sibeninzi silim kanti bekhona igama esinolisebenzisa elinye lokuziquka.
Can you take another question? Let's just take the two questions so that you can just answer all of them. Honorable America.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Good morning, everybody, once again. But, I'd like to echo the sentiments expressed by my colleague in terms of your persistence in driving this issue. It really bodes well for the public participation in formulating law. But to put it to you that in terms of our current legislation, there's a distinction between maternity leave and as we are debating today, paternity leave. And the reason why the distinction is because adding terms of duration of the leave is that the way we have interpreted our law was by asking the question as to who is the primary caregiver, and that primary caregiver ought to be given the bulk of the leave, hence in the way it is being sort of applied and most interpreted is that mother gets 4 months of maternity leave. Now, I'm sure you are aware that is in our equal society not a degree of equality, in the sense that we have not always the conventional concept of a family where it's a man and a woman. We may have, and our law recognizes that we have a man and a man biologically who can marry and have, you know, or rear children, similarly with a woman and a woman. And last year, in 2015, a Durban gay couple successfully won a labor court case against the employer who initially wanted to grant 2 months maternity leave for having a baby through a surrogate mother, and the court says this year employer said 2 months be okay. The labor court overturned it. Listen, in this instance, the man is the caregiver, and therefore it is discriminatory in the sense that he should be entitled to 2 months instead of the 4 months. So, I want to link that with my colleague earlier stated. I mean, if we get to persist in this differentiation in terms of paternity leave and maternity leave, we're going to perpetuate that sort of discrimination. And therefore, we need to look at an all-encompassing sort of definition, for lack of a better word. So, I want to know from you whether in this submission, in your view, you're not a lawmaker, of course, whether this sort of parental leave as this, should be applied in a non-discriminatory way, whether it should equally apply to same-sex couples, because some of our laws, in terms of how it is written, is very sexist. Thank you.
Thank you.
morning and thank you, Chairperson. Jammer, goeiemôre, voorsitter en meneer Terblanche. Ek wil net vir u dankie sê dat u so vasbeslote is oor die verandering van die arbeidswette en dat u so baie antwoordwerk doen hiervoor. Die huidige wetgewing tref 'n onderskeid tussen kraamverlof en verlof wat aan vaders gegee word. En dit word juis gedoen omdat die vraag gestel word oor wie die primêre sorggewer is. En daarom kry die moeder van die kind 4 maande kraamverlof, omdat dit gesien word dat die moeder die primêre sorggewer is. Maar as ons kyk na vandag se samelewing, blyk dit nie goed te wees nie. Paartjies hoef nie meer of is nie meer net 'n man en 'n vrou nie. Dit kan paartjies wees wat van dieselfde geslag is. In Durban was daar 'n paartjie van dieselfde geslag wat 'n surrogaatmoeder gebruik het om 'n kindjie te wek, kind vir hulle te kry. En toe het die werkgewer gesê dat 2 maande verlof genoeg is, maar die arbeidshof het toe beslis dat dit 4 maande moet wees omdat die man in hierdie geval die primêre sorggewer is. Ek wil graag van u weet, hierdie voorlegging van u waar u praat oor ouer verlof, of dit ook paartjies van dieselfde geslag kan insluit. Dankie.
Ya bulela ke ku mhlela phambili enkosi kuwe mnumzane flash ku ba ubele chances ziyo lokuzidala inguqu ke kwimithetho yezabasebenzi apha ke xa sithetha ke igomthetho umile yobanguku kukho ikohlukahlukana kula makhefu kukho ikhefu lomuntu ongumama uyobeleka kubekho ikhefu lomuntu ongutata owalomntwana uyobeleka insuku umntwana osimela zikhefu zohlukahlukene umthetho ke unezizathu zaba wenze njalo. Xa sizothetha mhlawumbi sibize ke ngokula elikhefu lonke siliquke phansi kwegama elinye lokuba ke likhefu lobuzali. Ngaba mhlawumbi ke iyaqwalaselwa na indima yoba ke ngowuphi oyena kanye ungumzali ungunqonsonqa odlala eyona ndima enkulu kwinkathalelo yalo mntana na. Kuba ke umzekelo kwityala elike lavela phambi kwenkundla yeza abasebenzi apho bekuvele khona abantu ababini abasisini esinye ababe nomntana ngonkqubo yesarogesi. Umntu ongutata ke ibinguya ke odlala indima yokumama ke kulo mntana uya wafaka isicelo sokufumana ikhefu wabanikwe khona inyanga ezimbini zekhefu elihlawulelwayo kuba ke umntu ongutata. Inkundla yezabasebenzi ifumanise ukuthi lo mntu ongutata uqhathiwe ngonikwa iintsuku ezimbini zekhefu loba ngumzali kulo mntwana kuba ke ibinguya umntu odlala indima yobumama kulo mntana. Bekufanele enikwe ikhefu elilinganayo nelo belizawunikwa umntu ongumama uba ngaba ebengumzali ongumama. Loo nto isho ukuthi ke ngoku xa sizothi elikhefu malibizwe ngegama elinye mhlawumbi sinayo na indlela yokuyiqwalasela loo nto kuba ke ngaphambili into yoba ke umntu sithetha ngumntu ongumzali oyobeleka bekusoloko uthethwa ngumntu ongumama kodwa kwixesha esiphila kulo ayisenjalongo loo nto kuba kaloku kubantu bayakwazi utshata besisinye esinye. Zonke ezo zinto ke ndicinga ukuthi ke funeke sibe siyacacelwa zizo xa sithetha ke ngalo mthetho okanye ngesisihlomelo ke selo mthetho funeke ezo zinto zingabangeli iingqondo zibethabethane okanye kungathi bakho umkhethe xa kuqulunqwa imithetho kubekho umthetho wesini esithile ungonguwo umthetho wesini esithile funeke siyiqwalaselele indawo.
You were not here, I want to just alert you that we are not engaging the presenter. The only thing that we are doing is to get questions, ask questions that so that we don't assume that the presenter was saying when we have discussed this issue. We are 100% sure that it is what the presenter was saying. Because if we do that, we deal on the basis of the assumption we might take wrong decisions. That's the only thing that we're doing as members of parliament, because we still have to have our own time to engage on the issue.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'm fully aware of that, and I'm engaging by asking questions, that's all I'm doing. I have read the report and I have listened to most of the presentation. A couple of things I do want to raise. Obviously, to raise the elderly leave on top of this, I think would confuse issues somewhat and might in fact create bigger problems in terms of the financial consequences and the investigation that is going to have to take place as to how much this costs, how much, and every piece of legislation has a financial investigation attached to it to find out what the costs are, and maybe you would consider not confusing it somewhat on that. In terms of the actual claim itself for the paternity leave, one must understand that as currently advised, the Unemployment Insurance Fund, and I'm sure that's what you're talking about in terms of payouts, because we'll engage you just now in terms of a question on who pays. But I presume what you are looking at is payment out of the UIF. And once you're looking at payment out of the UIF, one must understand that to a large degree it is quite dysfunctional even as it stands right now. We know as a fact that there are thousands and thousands of South Africans who are on the UIF, covered by UIF, and not getting paid out. And this might create further problems. Maybe you want to think about this. The essence of it is it's only for the employed. We're not talking about paternity leave for anyone else. It's only people that are in employed. And I presume you're looking at people who are in employed for a certain period of time. It would be, I mean, it wouldn't be someone who starts on day one and then next day come in and claim paternity leave. I don't know what you think also about the possibility of an investigation from Productivity South Africa, whether you would be happy to hear them investigating such a claim as well, because Productivity South Africa are specifically engaged and formed to check out the productivity of the workforce, and this might have an effect on productivity as well. And your comment also on multiple partners. If there's one man and he has 7 girlfriends, 15 girlfriends, I presume what you're looking at is an amount of time given to a father per annum, no matter how many children he has. And I would like you to think about that and give us an answer on that one, because if I have 15 girlfriends, I've made all of them pregnant, do I get all that paternity leave and where does it go? And then also what I need you to focus on, you gave us a list of African countries saying that there was paid paternity leave 3 days for this and 2 days for that, etc., etc. I presume, again, it's paid through the government, not through the employer. And maybe you could comment on that as well. Thank you, Madam Chair, for that.
Thank you.
Baie dankie vir die geleentheid. Hier is net 'n paar dinge wat ek graag wil noem. En eerstens, as jy die bejaarde verlofie insluit, sal die dinge so ietwat deur mekaar krap. Vooral waar dit gaan oor kosteberekening hiervoor. So miskien moet ons maar op een tipe verlof of tipe verlof konsentreer. Die verlof vir vaders. Ek weet, jy het gepraat oor wie die koste moet dra, maar ek dink, verwys jy eintlik na die werkloosheidsfonds wat dit moet betaal, of al dan nie. Want ek wil net vir jy sê, op die oomblik funksioneer dit nie baie goed nie, en dit sal 'n addisionele las op hulle wees as die ook op hulle afgebring moet word. Ook met die verlof wat jy hier noem, gaan dit basies net oor mense wat in diens is, mense wat werk. Miskien moet daar ook gepraat word of gesels word met Produktiwiteit Suid-Afrika, want ek is seker die bykomende verlof wat dan hier gevra word, sal ook 'n uitwerking daarop hê. hierna kyk oor die vader. Wat as die man meer as een meisie het wat swanger raak? Beteken dit dat hy dan vir elke meisie wat swanger is, wat geboorte skenk, verlof kan kry? Dit sal natuurlik ook die kostes verhoog en dit kan nogal 'n bietjie van 'n probleem wees. En ek neem aan, as jy praat oor betaalde verlof, gaan dit nie oor die werkgewing wat dit moet dra nie, maar liewer die regering, is dit nie so nie.
En die aboele laat ek wie nikes in die naloge is, ek proos is die mbara in finansie, ek kusom la kuzo, ek kan dat as die tjechang in kefu laba andu asele bekuli laba tjala, die kongkutige leo angat nge kefu, die kaleni, kuba iza, usnika, uizo paza misa inwenizi, xa sithetha ngekhefu masithethe ngekhefu elinye umzekelo bathetha ngekhefu labantu abangootata nokuthi iindleko zalo zithini na kuba xa sithetha ngomthetho ngamnye okuphunyezwa kwindlu wisomthetho kuba khona iindleko ezihamba nomthetho lowo xa sithetha ke ngomntu ozokuthwala ke ixanduva leendleko zokuphunyezwa komthetho lowo okanye lezo ntsuku zabe zithathiwe ukhe wathetha nange-UI F ndazoba mhlawumbi uthi ke mayibe yiyo i-UI F ehlawula umntu okwikhefu loba ke kuyozalwa umntwana wakhe okanye mayingabi i-UI F na ndifuna nje ukutsho ukuthi kwangoku i-UI F inoxanduva olukhulu ngokuthetha nje kumthwalo enawo kukho abantu abasosokolayo abangakwazi ukufumana imali zabo xa zokuphinda songezele ke nalonomthwalo yophinde ngomnye umthwalo omninzi ke phambi kwabo ngaphezulu kwabakhe benawo nangoku xa kuthetha ke ngamntu ke onelungelo lokuba ufumana ikhefu kukho umntu ongutata kukho umntu ongumama ndifuna nje ndisicacela ukuthi xa kuthetha umntu ongutata kufuneke efumene ikhefu loba kuyozalwa umntana ongowakhe ingathi kuyafuneka ke sithethe neziko ekuthiwa yi-productivity South Africa kuba ke loo nto izawuchaphazela imveliso zalapha kwilizwe lasemzantsi Afrika umntu ongutata ke ngoku onamantokazi okanye abanabantu anxuma nabo abaninzi bangaphezu komntu omnye xa umntu ngamnye xa nomntana sothi makafumane ikhefu ngomntu ngamnye uba babo bantu mhlawumbi balishumi elinesihlanu banabantwana bonke ngonyaka omnye sizothi makafumane iintsuku ezilishumi ezingangelinani labantu athandana nabo na zonke ezo zinto ke zinto ekufuneke besiziqwalasele ndiyanqona ukuthi ke ngoku umnikezeli nqwelo wethu xa ethetha ake ahlomlela kuleyo indawo enkosi.
Thank you, Mr. Peter. Just before you respond, Mr. Terblanche, there is insinuation that implies Parliament did not respond to your petition. And that is not true. Committees of Parliament don't deal with petitions. When you brought your petition to Parliament, it was referred to NCOP. Select committees on petitions are in NCOP. So my colleague, Honorable Loliwe, has alluded to that this never came to us. In any case, we deal with private members here. If that's, and the only people who can bring bills to Parliament, its members. If there is any member of the public who wants to introduce a bill, that member must at least talk to someone to Parliament so that is drafted and done in that way, Parliament or the department. We have not received any recommendations as this Parliament, the committee on the Parliament on your petition. It is only for those reasons why we have not dealt with it. Not that we don't want to, or there is any other reason, but this is the nature of our work. Honorable Dudley, let me introduce that. That's Honorable Dudley, that's the person that I spoke about earlier on, who introduced this private members bill and his party, which is ACDP. So that's why we dealt with it with immediate effect, because it came in the right channel. So I think that must be understood, so that you don't think that we did not want to or we had any other reason. But at least now, whatever you have raised there, it's accommodated. And by asking you to come in and talk to us as well, it shows that we have an interest of taking whatever you have raised into consideration in this right forum of us as a committee of parliament.
Kukho indaba nje efuna ilungisa kunengcingane ethi iqembu lezikhalazo uMnumzana lona awayelibhalele ePalamente zange liphendulwe. Ndifuna ucacisa ke le ndawo, ePalamente sinekomiti ngekomiti, ikomiti esebenza ke ngeqembu lezikhalazo okanye inkxalabo ezibhekiswe ePalamente kuthiwa yi-petitions. Ikhona ikomiti ephaya e-NCOP ejongene naloo nto, eyi-select committee. Yile ndawo kumama uNolwe bezama uyicacisa okanye ukuyilungisa. Thina apha kwelithi ikleti committee asisebenzi ngolo hlobo lezo ziphakamiso zinjalo. Ukuba ngaba umntu mhlawumbi unesiphakamiso okanye isihlomela afuna ukucebisa kwimithetho ekhoyo, kungcono akwayita ilungu lepalamente kwenzele libe lilo elidlulisa ke eso sihlomela afuna uza naso. Umzekelo, kwesi sihlomela sithetha ngaso namhlanje, ilungu elisise phambili ibe lilungu ohloniphekileyo mama uDudley we-ACDP, nguye ke ozenza isihlomelo sixoxa ngaso namhlanje. Loo nto ibonakalise ukuthi ke ilungu umnumzana ohloniphekileyo iintetho zakhe zihoyekile ngokuba side simemele epalamente. Ipalamente inomdla woziva iziphakamiso zakhe, kodwa ke ngokuya naye nguye obaziphakamisa isihlomelo, kufuna ziphakamiswe ilungu lepalamente. Iyo ke la nto simemele apha, siyafuna uziva iziphakamiso zakhe uba uphakamisa uba makwenzi ntoni na. Ndiyafuna nje uyicacisa ke loo ndawo, thina isinto abasebenzisa ngepetition. Enkosi.
Meneer Terblanc, u het vroeër al geïnsinueer dat het parlement nie gereageer het op u petisie nie. Ek wil net vir u sê dat dit nie waar is nie. Parlementskomitees reageer nie op petisies nie. Die komitee oor petisies is in die Nasionale Raad van Vergadering, en dit is seker waarheen u petisie gegaan het. Ons werk net met wetsontwerpe van privaat lede af. Ons het nie aanbeveling gekry in die vyfde parlement oor die petisie nie. Die persoon wat hierdie privaat wetsontwerp, die privaat lid wetsontwerp voorgestel het, sit hier, dit is die afbare Dudley, sy is van die ACDP en sy het die regte kanale gevolg om dit aan ons voor te lê. Maar soos jy kan sien, ons luister nou na u, u is uitgenooi en u het die geleentheid om al die dinge wat u in u petisie genoem het aan ons voor te lê. Baie dankie.
So, thank you. Let's start by answering the questions. First question that was raised was with regards to parental leave. Parental leave, what I like about it, it is equality. We're moving towards the rights of legislation. But on the other hand, how long is it going to take before we get there? What happens in the meantime with our children, the people who's been affected? So, and parental leave, do we call it parental leave, or should we maybe use something else? Because if we, there's a few aspects that's been dealt with family leave, shouldn't that be maybe a better heading? Maybe it's like in finances, we classify everything as assets, liability, those sort of things, and we try to group things together. So, if we move, combine everything to parental leave, then we've got to get amend like paternity leave, we've got to amend like family responsibility leave, there's quite a few things. But as was also said earlier, I'm in the fortunate position that I'm not a legislator, because just as soon as you have new legislation, there's loopholes or there's other things, like I pointed out with the UIA that doesn't speak to the Basic Conditions of Employment Act. So that's maybe a better heading, and that's a great suggestion. Then with regards to the second thing with the hearing cost, I've noted we need to take a lot of things into consideration when we make comments, do submissions, and things like that. Then the other thing is with that law case, that was MIA versus CITA, State Information Technology Association, and it's actually a good thing that somebody stood actually up and took it the whole way to the Labour Court, and so the president and people can now refer to that. It's out there, and we need to adjust our things according to that. Then with regards to the UIA, the question is, it's valid points. If the UIA isn't working as it's supposed to be, is it the citizens of South Africa that needs to address it, or is it Parliament that needs to address it? So we can be held accountable for a non, or say, I thought was I know that there's a lot of problems, because things take so long to be processed and those sort of things, claims to be paid out. But should we then, like, who's responsible for that? If I was on the other side, the Parliament, I would have addressed those issues, because members of the public can see things that's not right. There's a few things that we need to address, and we're trying our very best to address issues. Issues that's got now other things that we move away from, paternity leave, adoption leave, parental leave, that we can see, normal people can see things aren't right. Is it our responsibility then to the whole time, or should we maybe rather have like a sort of a hold people in Parliament more accountable? Because I've got a few issues that I would also like to raise. The UIF was mentioned, but what about the whole adoption process? People from 2013 have been trying since then to adopt a child. Who's responsible? Surely, we should also then address those sort of things, and not say just the UIF, there's other processes that we need also to address. So sorry that I moved off a little bit, but we need to address the UIF that's not functioning. We need to address our system of adoption that's also not working the way like it's intended. It's unacceptable. Maybe we should have a different party that should address it, but I'm asking then you today, as the members of Parliament who sits in front of me, investigate why it's taking so long for adoption from 2013. It's unacceptable. So if you just can then maybe help those things. See to that the UIF is functioning like it's supposed to be. I want to like raise other issues, but as for other committees. Then, very good question. With regards to a father or a man who has like 7 girlfriends, I don't know people like that who's got 7. Maybe I'm hanging out in the wrong crowds. I don't know. I saw Zapiro make cartoons. It's, you see, we shouldn't like make comments like that because it's unfounded. If you're in a relationship with somebody, whether it's the opposite sex or the same sex, I don't care. If you've got 7, like, there's going to be a lot of fights because you're not going to give attention to each and every one. So, and that's just a rumor. The other thing, I would actually like to make a comment. At the previous submission, I'm not going to mention a member's name. It was said, paternity leave for one night stands. The other day I saw, I think it was in a newspaper, I don't watch television, but I saw the deputy president waving a few things. Maybe then we should distribute those things a little bit more. Especially for staff. One night stands for paternity leave. There's other ways to prevent it. And as parents, you always try to encourage your children to be proactive, to protect themselves, to be safe. But maybe we should also then distribute the things more. But moving off the point here, and there's other important issues that needs to be addressed. And like things like sending girlfriends or whatever the case, I think we should move away from that. So it's just serious.
Thank you. Seeing that the lunch is not ready, I did not get any information that is ready. We will then go to the second presentation. I think what the deputy president was talking about, it was about safe sex. It was not about people who want to make kids. Because if you are not practicing a safe sex, you know, so I don't know if you are talking about elderly or the government is really distributing these condoms. They are everywhere. They are available. So I really don't know how does this deputy president issue comes in here. You want to respond, no?
Yes, Honourable Minister. I was just trying to use that as a counter act to the thing that was said for why no stand. I was just using that as an example to counter that comment that was made, and also the seven girlfriends.
But we are talking about something that you got from the press? Or from unknown somebody? I don't think we should have. We must continue with this conversation because to us, a child is a child. We don't ask, government doesn't ask you to, how was the child conceived? Did you have a relationship for how many years? A child is a child. I think let's stick there. Can we go to a second presenter, please? That will be Mr. Bethel van der Berg.
Thank you, Honorable Chairperson.
Are you Mr. van der Berg?
I am Patrick Odana, the colleague of van der Berg. Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Honorable Chairperson. And members next to you, members of the parliament, and the House at large. Mine, Chairperson, is short and sweet. To introduce the format of our presentation, and also introduce my colleagues. Bethel will be leading us in our presentation, and myself and the other colleagues. Let me introduce them. Andre Lemark from Songke, Karen Kratzer from Mosaic, who will be responding to questions from the members of parliament when they are seeking clarity. But also, let me take this opportunity to introduce the beneficiaries of our intervention program at the community level. The family members of Melebani, Yolanda, who will be speaking about the benefits of the present father in the life of the child and also in their own relationship. Tulani is the husband. The family will be doing the presentation in the form of PowerPoint, and also we will show a small video that was taken as part of our intervention strategy in Kailicha. Thank you. Yes, sir.
I'm worried. I'm listening to the outline. If we look at our clock, we have spent almost 3 hours on the previous presentation, and we are likely not to finish if we take all of us 3 hours. I want to appeal to the presenters to follow without compromising your presentation, but don't be too far from the allocated time of presentation. Don't cut anything but be conscious of the time so that you have an opportunity for everybody. Wouldn't love a situation where people are sneaking out leaving the presentation.
Thank you. You know, your chairperson will be very smart, and if possible, we can avert the translation three languages, the better.
Parlementslede, groet almal in die huis. My voorlegging gaan baie kort wees. Ons gaan praat oor die voordele van 'n teenwoordige vader in die lewe van die kind. Must I also do the members spot?
Members in any case. But you can, because we're all here. Please go.
Ek wil net graag die groep wat die voorlegging doen vra om te probeer om by hul tydraamwerk te hou en om redelik bondig te wees. Dit is nie dat ons wil hê dat u enige hoeke moet sny of die voorlegging verkort nie, maar die vorige voorlegging het 3 ure geneem en ons wil baie graag ander mense ook 'n geleentheid gee om deel te hê. Baie dankie.
Senza ukunela ukuthi kamalungu ke azonike athi aziswa ke sithethiselo utholonikeza lengxalo ngoku azame ukugcina ixesha abe kuxesha labo basethe iyure ezintathu zonke sesizile kuzo ngoku amalungu ke azonikeza lengxalo selechazile ukuthi kuyazozama ukuligcina ixesha kwaye kangakwazi lokuguqula iqeda yokuguqula lwezithile.
Thank you, just for correction. The name of the organization is Songke Chain of Justice. Chairperson, if I can just ascertain, how long should we present? 15 minutes, 20 minutes?
Just, it's okay. We did not allocate time, unfortunately, but I think what the member is saying, you must stick to your presentation and not repeat yourself.
Thank you. Yes.
Good afternoon, honourable members. Thank you for the opportunity. Goeiemiddag allemaal. Alweni Nomke, Kosidakulu, baie dankie vir die geleentheid. Die naam is Lamu Wessel van den Berg, Sabenza is Songke Gender Justice. My name is Wessel van den Berg, I work for Songke Gender Justice. Ek denk jylle kan verstaan in Afrikaans ook. Ek kan daar ook kort van den Berg, dis net 3 minute. And after the short form of 3 minutes, we will proceed with the presentation. Thank you very much.
My father was not a very great one. I suppose my brother-in-law now is expecting his first child.
I'm gonna need his help with the baby. I'm gonna need him to be more understanding, to be more hands-on.
The earth is the name of the prophet. What kind of a father am I going to be? But I'm worried that my father-in-law is more challenging and responsible now. He started to mix with gangsters around me. This kind of attitude is going to take his life down the chimney. Every time you do this kind of bad things, I'm still thinking, what can I do to help him? He told me that, no, now you're old enough. So I won't argue with that. I won't fight you for that. Only thing I'm going to tell you, don't turn your back on your child. You must always be there for your child. You must love your child. That's what he told me.
The situation for women here is you're expected to go from work to being a mother at home, and you don't get any assistance from your partner.
I'm security guard. It's not like I like it there, but I'm just working because I don't want my kid to grow up like I did. It affects you. It does affect you. That situation whereby men get around together and address these issues, it can make our communities open up.
It's very good for him to have someone like that so that he can see that that's what a man does. He's there for his responsibilities and then he takes care of them. And he is changing, is growing. He's part of that generation, the generation that wants the family.
The inspiration and my dream for being a father, to be a father like him.
When we come back, these chairs will be empty.
So let's be faster but smarter in such a way that nothing that we leave behind. And the presenters must just be straight to the point with their facts and what they want the public to hear, without going around and making a story, just go straight to Zoom so that people hear. And all of us then will go.
Santilla dat alle aanbiedingen eerst voltooid worden. Dit is de tweede aanbieding en daar gaan we de derde in heen. Dus eerst zodra alles voltooid wordt, dan kan u die geleentheid krijgen om vrouw te vragen. Want het is zeker al iets van u wat wel vrouw heeft om te recht. Zo is het altijd zodra alle aanbiedingen voltooid is.
Unalen abana ndifuna ukucacisa njengohlalo lekomiti ukuthi abepalamente sisebenza njani eli qonga lomamela nina luntu ukuba nize neziphakamiso zenu abake kweli qonga yazi ukuthi mhlawumbi kwakulawamnumzana benikezela ingxelo yokuqala mhlawumbi esinemibuzo nakuyo nakwaba bazonikezela ingxelo usekhona nenye ingxelo ezayinto yokubalela mhlawumbi sinemibuzo masivumele ukuthi ke abazonikezela ingxelo banikezela ingxelo yabo kakhe bangagwegwelezi umntu angenzelezekele emini zeawuselithole adlulise lo myalezo afuna uwudlulisa sawuxa sebegqibile bonke umntu ngamnye ofuna ukubuzo aze nombuzo wakhe kodwa xa sesizivile zonke ingxelo umntu usenobuzo ngokuno phansi bawubhekisa ubuzo wakho kwesiphina la isithethi kwabantu benikezele ingxelo enkosi.
The questions will not only, the questions that the members of the public have are not only going to be directed to the presenter, but this is an opportunity for the public to talk to members of parliament on this issue that we are about today.
Le mibuzo ke sithetha ngayo ayithethi ukuthi uzobuyibhekisa mhlawumbi kwisithethi esi sesinikezela ingxelo ikwalithuba loba mawenze igalelo lakho kule nto kuthethwa ngayo kwipalamente uba mhlawumbi unendawo ufuna uyibhekisa kumalungu epalamente ucinga ukuthi ke kulo kwezithomelo kufuneka iqwalasele likwalithuba loba mawenze njalo.
Wanneer die lede van die publiek vraag van vrou, u hoef dit nie net aan die aanbieders te rig nie. Dit is u geleentheid om hier interaksie te hê met die lede van die parlement en wanneer u enige vrae rondom hierdie wysiging aan ons wil bied, die lede van die parlement.
Thank you, honorable chair and members. Our submission is based on the voices of mothers. And I would like to ask one mother to give just a few minutes. I note the question of time. Our presentation is short and sharp. We will not repeat significant points from the previous presentation that others have presented. So I would like to ask our friend and colleague, Yolanda Velebai, to speak for just a few minutes to speak about her experience of her husband taking paternity leave.
Isiphakamiso sethu ke simalunga noba silizwi labantu basetyhini okanye oomama ndizawucela nje ke ukuthi sizeleke ithutyana sinika uYolanda ithuba lokuba ke abelane nathi ngokwamava wakhe ukuba ngumama. Enkosi.
Usugraga hierso sê dat ons 'n stem het namens die van die moeders. Ek wil graag 'n geleentheid gee aan ons kollega dat sy haar stem kan uitspreek hier. Ons gaan dit kort en kragtig hou en sy gaan praat namens haar man se kraamverlof wat hy geneem het.
Let me ask a question. Is it part, is what Yolanda going to say part of your presentation? Is it part of your presentation? Because if Yolanda is going to tell us about her experience as umama, Yolanda should be speaking when the members of public are speaking. But if it's part of the presentation, you are saying it's part of the presentation, let's hope that it is part, it's linked to your presentation. It's not just umama who's going to stand up like any mother who's going to stand up. I'm sure it's unique, like it's linked to your presentation. I see so many heads nodding.
Goed, ons wil net graag vestig of dit wel gaan wees, dat dit deel vorm van die aanbieding. Indien dit nie deel gaan vorm van die aanbieding wat hier gemaakt word, dan moet die lande ook eerder een kans gegeven word om te praat wanneer die rest van die lede van die publiek gaan geleentheid gee per vraag, maar daar is een aanduiding dat dit wel deel vorm van die aanbieding.
Ja, tjemba ukuthi yoko yolanda azo sabela nathi kuyinqalenye ke yama yelenqa lezobinikezelo kanye sisiphakamiso asiyandeka mhlambe ligalelo lakhe nje ebelinophakanyiswa ngixasha kuthetha abanye abantu kodwa ke ngibona kunqala izobe ziliqala ukuthi le nto azoyithetha ke wenza igalelo lakhe isiphakamiso eniza naso.
Ndiyanibulisa nonke, ndibulele eli thuba lokumandile apha namhlanje. Ndisenza itestimony on benefits of paternity leave for mothers. During my firstborn child, we had 3 children. During my firstborn in 2005, my husband was not there because he was believing that caring for children is a woman's issue. For example, I was attending the prenatal and postnatal visits alone. Also, testing for HIV. He was not there. I was alone. Wayenalanto ithi mama luxanduva lakhe engekaqondi. After I joined the men care program, while you were found in your banner, you can't value to somebody in the banner, Ukubaka Umama, and Twele, Ufnega, Sleguna.
He believed that this duty was only for women only, but after he joined the group, it's only then he realized that this is the duty of both parents that we have to join hands together in dealing with this process.
Dit is eers nadat hy by die groep aangesluit het wat hy besef het dat wanneer daar vir kinders gesorg word, is dit nie net op die skouers van die ma dat sy alleen vir die kind moet sorg nie, maar dat die pa ook moet aktief betrokke wees.
He took 2 days for my responsibility leave. Sitting at home, engayazi intoba makenze ntoni ukuncedisana nam.
You did not know what to do in these 3 days that he took sitting at home. He was not fully aware what is it that is, which role he has to play. That is before he joined the group.
Hy het nou 3 dae familie verantwoordelikheidsverlof geneem, maar in hierdie 3 dae wat hy by die huis gesit het, was hy nie heeltemal seker in wat sy rol gaan wees, wat hy moet vervul nie.
At that time I was stressing, lonely and unhappy. As babenze nditshilo into yobana ekuqaleni wayengaqondi kuthe kubantwana abalandelayo ababini wazibonakalisa ukuba ngoku i-men care program zimncedile.
As I've indicated that at the beginning with my firstborn child, he was not aware, or he did not know, but with the birth of my 2 other children, the men care program helped me. He played a role.
He was there before pregnancy, he was there during pregnancy, during delivery, after delivery, and even now.
Ube khona ngexesha bendinzima ngalo, phambi kokuba ndibenzima, nangexesha ndinzima ngalo, nangexesha lokubeleka kwam.
Soos ek voorheen genoem het met my eerste kind, was die pa van die kind glad nie betrokke nie, hy het nie geweet wat die rol is wat hy moet speel nie. Maar toe met die 2de en die 3de kind, nadat hy by die program aangesluit het, was hy meer bewus oor wat die rol gaan wees wat hy moet speel. Hy was daar voor swangerskap, tydens swangerskap en selfs na die tyd ook daar by die betrokke.
He used 1 month paternity leave offered by Sonke, Gender Justice, paternity leave offered.
Uthathe ikhefu lenyanga yonke alinikwe isonke wasebenzisa lona.
Sonkei Gender Justice het toegelaat dat hy 1 maand kraamverlof as 'n pa kon neem.
Londo yandenza daba relief ku overload yomsebenzi ebendibanawo xa ekhona yena ecaleni kwami.
Whenever he is present next to me, that gave me a sense of relief from the overloading I used to have.
Elke oomblik wanneer hy sy teenwoordigheid daar gewys het en dat hy langs my was, het ek 'n sag van verligting kon gee, want ek het geweet hy is daar om te help.
Wa balulutho kakhulu kwi house chores na kwi caregiving. Umthwalo wabakhaphuka kakhulu, lonto yenza into kubana sibe yifamily ekhululekileyo eyonwabileyo ngokuthi sikwazi basisabotane endlini.
He was very useful at home and with the caregiving, and that strengthened our family relationships and bond, and we became a happy and a responsible family.
Hy was baie bereikbaar veral wanneer dit kom by tuissorg, en dit het ons as 'n gesin, ons hele verhouding versterk, en ons is baie gelukkig saam.
Thulani is a good father and a present father in our family.
Thulani ngutata olungileyo engutata osoloko ekhona kusapho lwethu.
Thulani is 'n baie goeie pa en 'n teenwoordige pa in ons gesin.
Mandibulele elithuba kusonke Gender Justice lokuba andi-invite apha namhlanje nakwipalamente ngokubanzi. Inkosi.
We want to thank the opportunity offered to me by Sonke Justice to invite me and make me part of their presentation, and also thank the Parliament at large for providing us with this platform.
Ek wil die parlement bedank vir die platform wat hulle daar gestel het, en ook vir Sonke Gender Justice dat hulle 'n geleentheid vir my gebied het om te praat.
Thank you very much. So, Honourable Chair, as I mentioned, our presentation is short. In fact, I want to alert members to the fact that it is an abbreviation of the presentation we have forwarded and we have included in folders, because we just wanted to speak to the pertinent points. So, you will see more information in the hard copies that you have.
Ons moet almal aandenkbaar dat dit wel 'n wysiging is, dit is 'n verkorting wat dit wat voorheen afgestuur het. So as jy meer inligting wil hê, dit is in die harde kopie wat aan u uitgegee is.
En ek wil ook kolle hê funa jou kwazi sakhe ushlalo committee ukuthi ke le ingxelo kanye sisiphakamiso sisenzayo apha sisiphakamiso nje sishwangathelweyo kodwa ke eyona ingxelo inde ipha kumaqhwebu swathumeleyo kumalungu wecommittee.
So we have a vision of the future South Africa, and that vision is that the unemployment insurance fund system works and mothers are able to access maternity leave, and other parents, not just fathers but all parents, are able to get the support they need to provide the unpaid care, or in fact the paid care, at home. I'm going to mention 2 points in our presentation. The first point is the evidence on which we base our case, and the second point is our recommendation. We will close with some potential counter-arguments, and that is our presentation.
Goed, so ons het 'n visie vir die toekoms van Suid-Afrika waar die werkloosheidsversekeringsfonds te stelsel van werk. En dit gaan toelaat dat nie net ma's toegang het nie, maar pa's en ook enige ander iemand wat gesien word as 'n ouer kan toegang kry tot betaalde sorg. En dan ek gaan verwysing maak van 2 punte in die aanbieding, die een stelling van die bewyse en dan die aanbevelings.
En die albulele intuban die funa ukutsho ukuthi thina sizama uzokuzama ukwenza ukuba i-UIF ibe yesebenzayo ngendlela efanelekileyo, ingasebenzeli nje omama abayobeleka kuphela, isebenzele nabo ootata abo. Khona ke sinamanqaku amabini. Kuqala sizowuthetha ke ngobungqina esinabo, sithethe ke nangeziphakamiso esinazo.
The 2 reports that I'm showing on the screen. The first one is the 2015 State of the World's Fathers Report. It compares countries' performances in terms of allowing men to contribute to child care. We are on the editorial of the State of the World's Fathers report, and we will be involved in the next one, which is coming out next year. The other report is a parental leave platform that is a global document that makes proposals for lawmakers on how to improve parenting leave in countries. And we are quite clear that we are talking about parenting leave.
Ok, so die twee verslae wat ons het, die eerste een is 2015 se State of the World Father Report, waar ons kyk spesifiek na die pa se bydrae wat hy kan maak, en dan die tweede een spesifiek in opsigte van verlof vir ouers, waar daar raad gegee word, sowel as advies, na die persone wat die wet deurvoer en na wetmakers.
Ek dink dat jy toe sê net nou is dit binne eie kala ke i i ka 2015 State of Wells Fathers in Maloy enjalo apho ichaza indima imali bedlala ngomuntu ongutata ke kwindima yozalwa komntana nenyeke elandelaleyo.
I would also like to mention one other document that is a part of our submission. We have sent it in with our submission. Our submission is in fact based on it, and it is a position paper on parental leave in South Africa. It includes input from a consultation we had with women's rights organizations in South Africa.
So, another document that ook saam ingedien het is het verslag ten opzichte van ouer verlof in South Africa.
Parental leave in South Africa
So, earlier today, this morning, I commented to a caregiver in this room that it's nice to see a child in the room. Her immediate response was, it's not my choice. She brought the child here because there's no other caregiver.
So, vanochtend, die eerste ding wat ek opgemerk het, is hier was 'n versorger met 'n kind, en ek was baie bly om te sien dat hier wel 'n kind is. En toe ek het van noem, was daar onmiddellik 'n terugvoer, wel, ek het geen ander keuse nie. Daar is nie iemand anders wat vir die kind kan sorg, hierdie kind moes saamkom.
Sasanje, xa bendilapha ke ndivuleke ngesihlomelo sokubulela ndincoma umntu endimbona ehamba nomntana ndisithi yinto entle boma kabe uze nomntana apha. Impendulo endifumeneyo yoba ke lo mntu akazanga nomntana ngawuthanda, akanandlela mbini, akho mntu anomshiya nomntana.
So, consequently, our argument is that improving paid leave for fathers and other parents allows mothers more choices.
So, ons argument is betaalde verlof vir paas of enige ander ouers bied vir maas meer vryheid en keuses.
Ukubuphucula ikhefu elihlawulelwayo kubantu abangootata kukwanceda noomama kubathobela umthwalo kwenzela babe nendlela eziliqela abanokhetha ngazo ukwenza izinto ngabantwana babo.
Lelungelo ke lakho umntwana. It is your right, my child. Fatherhood is the right of a child before it is the right of the mother or the right of the father. The children deserve care.
Kinders, dit is ten eerste die kind se reg. Kinders het 'n reg tot sorg.
Ukuba ngutata kumntwana wakho kulilungelo lalo mntwana. Umntana ulungelo ukuba naye umntana biza utata. Kungokubalulekile ke ukuthi abantwana bakhathalelwe, ootata nabo badlala indima kulona.
And I just want to refer to that slide where you will see, according to the latest Time News survey, it came out in 2012, about 2010 data, that men contribute 1 hour of unpaid care work for every 8 hours of unpaid care work that women provide for in South Africa. That is important because it answers the question that Honorable Ollis raised earlier, which is, should leave be shared? Currently, and in other countries where parents have access to shared leave, the gender norms unfortunately leave the men then free to pass all the leave to the mother.
So, wanneer ek nou verwys na hierdie skyfie wat op die tentoonstel word, kan sien dat die paas 1 uur ontvang, 1 uur betaalde verlof, in terme van 8 uur onbetaalde verlof. So dit antwoord die vraag van agbare alles wat vroeger gerig is, in terme van ander lande waar die verlof, die paas eerder al hulle verlof oorskryf na die ma toe, wanneer verlof gedeel word.
Wat is kolat la kek o lomfaneke so la papam kwetu, apo kek wansu kwetu ke o ta ta ngo kweskelo ke iyure inye kuphela utata ayisebenzisayo ekunikezeni inkathalelo kwiiyure ezisibhozo ezisetyenziswa umntu ongumama ukunikezela inkathalelo ekhaya. Utata yena iyure enye elakhe igalelo kwezo iyure ezisibhozo siligalelo likamama. Kungoko ke kubalulekile ukuthi funeke siqwalasele kwezinye iindawo abanye abantu bade abakuncetshwana kubo ke kuzo ke ngokwabelana ngekhefu bade bayithathe ikhefu labo balibhekisele kumntu ongumama bomayibele lakhe ikhefu kuba nguye umntu odlala indima yenkathalelo.
Thank you. Just a quick clarification there for the Afrikaans sprekendes. Dis nie 1 uur se verlof nie, dis 1 uur se versorging wat paas doen. Gee elke ma 8 ure se versorging. Maas werk baie harder as paas vir kinders in Suid-Afrika. I'll move on from this slide in a moment. I just wanted to say that controversial statement that you put up there that maternity leave alone discriminates against women. Please read that as maternity leave on its own, without support for fathers to also do unpaid care work. It's not maternity leave by itself. It's just that it's provided out of a context of leave for fathers.
Net 'n korreksie ten opsigte van die site, wanneer kyk na wat dit sê kraamverlof, dis nie kraamverlof op sy eie wat diskrimineer nie, dis kraamverlof sonder ander nodige ondersteuning vir paas ook.
Ndifuna nje ulungise indawo lapha ke kulaa mhlathi okanye kwasasivakaliswa sithi ke ikhefu loyobeleka lucalucalulo kubantu ababhinqileyo ayiphelelanga ngolaa hlobo. Ithi ukhefu loyobeleka kuba komntu obhinqileyo ngaphandle kwenkxaso yomntu ongutata lulucalucalulo olokhefu xa umntu ongutata naye engenalo ikhefu loyoncedisana nomntu ongumama ekukhathaleleni umntana.
Our submission supports the general intent of the bill. However, we feel that there is not enough time provided for parental leave and that it does not allow for same-sex parenting, which I will speak about next.
Ons indiening is ter ondersteuning van hierdie wetsontwerp, maar ons sien dat daar nog steeds nie genoeg tyd toegeken word vir ouer verlof nie, en daar word ook nie voorsiening gemaak vir enige huwelike waar hulle van die geselle geslag afkomstig is nie.
Kwisiphakamiso sethu sifuna nje uqinisa indawo yokwakho akukho xesha laneleyo linikezelwayo ke le nkxaso ke evela kwabaselibabini kungakange kubekho nankxaso igqibeleleyo yobuzali enikezelwa kubantu abasisini esinye loba mabadlale indima yobuzali.
So there is the case that we had heard about earlier, and our view is that the same-sex marriage policy framework should be matched with the same-sex parenting policy framework.
Ons vind dat die beleid ook nou gepas moet word met die ouer beleid wat nou geskep word.
Apa ke sibona umfanekiso kwalo mthekelo besithetha ngawo apho kuthiwa ke umtshato wabantu abasini sifanayo umgaqo-nkqubo wawo kufanele uthelekiswe kunye nomtshato wobuzali babantu abasisini esinye.
Thank you, sir. The next slide will show the model that we are proposing. We put forward in our submission a simple set of amendments which we believe are feasible. We have an ideal that we are striving for, but we do believe that there are steps towards that ideal. So please note that this presentation is the first step on a road towards a proper leave structure in South Africa.
So die volgende skyfie is in terme van die model wat ons wil voorstel, 'n paar eenvoudige wysigings, en daar moet net op gelet word dat ons 'n ideaal het en ons verskeie stappe wat geneem kan word voordat die ideaal verwesenlik kan word. So hier is maar net die eerste stap daartoe.
Ek gemeen van so die landlyse iveza si stakamiso sethu ngokwendlela ke efanelekileyo nelungileyo yo maku nesomele mazenziwe zokuvunyelwa kwabazali ababathathe inxaxheba kwintelekelelo okanye kwinkathalelo yabantwana.
I'm aware that we are almost at 1 o'clock, and many of us might be hungry if you haven't left yet, so I will almost be finished. I just have 2 points more to make. So thank you for your attention and your patience. So there is our proposed model. We propose parenting leave for a primary caregiver and a secondary caregiver to allow for different sexes to access the leave. For the primary caregiver, we propose an increase of 6 months from 4 months to allow for those caregivers who are mothers and who are breastfeeding, according to the World Health Organization's recommendations on exclusive breastfeeding. That's part one.
So, wanneer ons kyk na die model wat ons voorstel in terme van verlof wat verskaf word vir die primêre versorger en ook vir die sekondêre versorger, wil ons graag het vermeerder vanaf 4 maande na 6 maande, veral wanneer ons kyk ook ten opsigte van versorging en borsvoeding.
Apa sisiphakamiso sethu indlela isiphakamisa makwenza isihlobelo ngayo apha umzali ongundoqo xa ndithi umzali ongundoqo ke ndithetha ke lo wanyesayo ungumama womntana siphakamisa ukuthi ke ikhefa lifumanayo maliguqulwe okanye lihlonyelwe kwiinyanga ezine libe ziinyanga ezintandathu loo nto ke iyawunceda ukuthi ke akwazi umzali udlala indima yakhe efanelekileyo apho kukwaquka ke kunye nabazali abaphathelele abantwana abangesingobabo.
Part two is increasing the 3 days of family responsibility leave to 10 days of perinatal support leave so that the second parent can support the delivery and support of the infant.
So die tweede voorstel wat ons so graag wil maak is in terme van die 3 dae wat moet vermeerder word na 10 dae in terme van die verandering dat het perinatale ondersteuningsverlof word en
vooral
ook om
voorziening
te maken voor een secundaire
verzorger. Is dat ook zo dat ik ben in het zin omzali ook omzali en ik ben hier in het zin van de omzali.
My dogtertjie is aangeneem. Sy is nou amper 3 jaar oud. Ek verwag om my seentjie te ontvang volgende week. En ek gaan môre op ouerskapsverlof.
So I'm an adoptive parent. I adopted my little girl. She's almost 2 years old now. And I am expecting a son soon. And from tomorrow I will be going on my paternity leave.
En umzali ke ofumene umntana ngoko adopta. Ndinentombi eseyizogqiba iminyaka emibini ngoku ndiyiadoptayo ndiyonwabele loo nto ndilindele ukufumana unyana okanye ukwamkela unyana wam ususela ngomso ndizawufumana ikhephu lokuba ke ndiyokwamkela ke okanye ndiyonikezela inkxaso yobuzali ngaloo mntwa.
Ons benodig aannemingsverlof. We need adoption leave. Dicela rifuna adoption leave. I don't know if I'm translating correctly. I'm sorry if I'm not. Close. So then I'm closing with two counter-arguments that we come across often when we speak about parenting leave. People say, yes, but have you thought about this? And there are many, but I'm talking about the two that come up the most. This is not to counter my own argument. This is to save time so we don't have to have the questions raised and then respond to them. We can maybe move to other questions that we have missed.
So, gewoonlik kry ons twee teenargumente wanneer ons besprekings is van verlof vir ouers, waar mense sê, ja, maar, wat van hier? So, ek wil dit net graag nou op het voordat daar vraag kom wat hiermee verband hou.
Kukho ke xa isivala ke isiphakamiso sethu zisivala ke ngengxoxo ezimbini ezithanda uvela eziphikisanayo. Umzekelo xa sithatha ke ngekhephu lobuzali kukhona kubantu abavuma bengavumi uewe kodwa into ezinjalo ndifuna ukuthi ke ngoku apha sizame ukuphendula lo ewe kodwa kwangoku.
The first point that's often raised is business in South Africa can't afford this. The counterpoints that we often raise and counter to that is that leave provides short-term employment for temporary employees, It increases women's employment rates nationally, which according to the quarterly labor force survey is a major problem. It reduces discrimination against mothers. On that point, I want to explain. If I am an employer and I'm considering a young woman and a young man, in the back of my mind, I'm wondering who's going on maternity leave soon. If fathers are also likely to go on leave, that discrimination will be removed. And then the final point is that businesses become, it reduces employee stress, businesses become an employer of choice, and in some countries, in most countries in fact, paternity leave over time increases GDP.
So wanneer ons kyk, gewoonlik die eerste argument wanneer mense sê dat besighede dit nie kan bekostig nie, bied ons dan die volgende teenargumente wat sê wanneer daar verlof is, bied dit ook 'n kans, 'n geleentheid vir korttermyn werkskepping en dan ook wanneer ons kyk na die vermindering van diskriminasie teen moeders, want wanneer mense aangestel word, word mense gewoonlik oorweeg, veral as dit jong persone is, wie is die volgende een wat dan op hulle kraamverlof gaan gaan en dan kyk ons ook na die vermindering van werknemers spanning of stress, en dan kyk ons ook na wanneer die verlof vermeerder gaan word, gaan dit ook 'n bydrae hê op die BBP.
Kwezimoto zimbini nsetangazi usilangovela ziphikisanayo enye yokuthi ushishino alusoze lukwazi ukuyimela loo nto. Kubakho ke izingxoxo zifana nezo ba ikhefu libonelela ngamathuba engqesho yexesha elifutshane. Kwakhona landisa izinga lokuphangela kwabantu basetyhini. Liphinde linciphise ukucalucalulo kubantu abangomama. Umzekelo, ukuba bakufika abantu ongukundundu nomntu obhinqileyo phambi kwabo ufuna ingqesho, kukho nomnye indoda ecala kwakhe, engqondweni nami ngasemva ndinombuzo uba ngowuphi kubo okuzofuneka eyeke ikhefu loba uyobeleka. Kanti uba babanothi babe nekhefu elifanayo lokuba kuzobakho umntwana, ingacima ke loo ncingane ke ingasemva engqondweni yam. Iphinde kwakhona ke ikhefu linciphise ukudinwa kwengqondo emsebenzini. Uphinde ikhefu libangele ukuthi ke ukuphangela kwezoshishino umntu ayenze loo nto ngaphandle kokuthandabuzana nangokuzithandela. Kwakhona ke ukuthathwa kwekhefu ngumntu ongutata loba kuyozalwa umntwana wakhe landisa ingeniso yangaphakathi i-GDP.
Thank you for your attention. This is my last slide. And I'm only going to mention the last point. So the argument is that fathers are not involved enough in South Africa to use parenting leave, and fathers would be the main people who would become involved in this. The final point we want to make is that the size of the problem should not prevent the solutions from being implemented. Feasibility is an aspect, but if you face that problem, this is something that can solve it. It is good news. There is so much bad news around. I think this is something that all of us can agree, to get fathers more involved in the care of children. We thank you.
Ek dink in een terme van die ouerskapverlof kan ons sien dat dit gaan veroorsaak dat paas baie meer aktief betrokke kan raak. Ons moet nie kyk na die omvang van die probleem en hoe dit direk verband hou met die lewensvatbaarheid daarvan nie, want hierdie is eintlik baie goeie nuus as ons daarna kyk.
Enye ingxoxo yokuba ke ootata ababandakanyeki ngokwaneleyo ekusebenziseni kwabo ikhefu labo lobuzali. Kuvele kwakhona nengxoxo ethi ubungakanani bengxaki maye bungabububo obuthintela isisombululo ekufezekisweni kwesisombululo saloo ngxaki. Zikhona iindaba ezimnandi sinovumelana ngazo apha zokuba inokwesinoyenza isebenze le nto ingathi ingxaki yoba ootata bavunyelwe ukuthi bafumane ikhefu loba bayodlala indima kwinkathalelo yabantwana babo.
We answer questions after lunch, or when the question period arrives, please know again that it's not me that's answering the questions. We have a team of people who have worked on this, and all of us can answer. I've prepared some hard copy materials for members. Please make sure at least that members of parliament or members of the committee take a hard copy. We have also sent it electronically, that it's easier to refer to the hard copies. Thank you very much.
So wanneer ons na middagete vrae gaan beantwoord, wil ek almal net herinner dat dit nie net ek is wat die vrae kan beantwoord nie. Ons is 'n hele span wat dit saam aangebied het en ons kan die vrae beantwoord, en wil ek ook net lede attent maak dat daar 'n harde kopie is en dat die lede van die komitee ten minste die harde kopie ook beskikbaar het.
Xa sibuyela ke siphendle imibuzo ngelo xa sibuzo ngalo okanye emva kwesizo sasemini ndifuna nje ingalibaleki indaba yokuthi ayinzima ophendle imibuzo, siliqela elisebenza kunye esizobe sincithana kuphendula imibuzo. Ingxelo yam ndiyithumela ke ngekhompyutha kodwa ke ikhona nebhaliweyo ephathekayo ngesandla. Ndicebisa ukuthi amalungu asebenzise ke ixwebhu eli liphatheka ngesandla lona alisebenzise kyalulwa.
Congratulations for the new member of the members on the way. I can be ready lunch.
Lunch is not yet ready.
As soon as it is ready, we will announce. That gives us an opportunity to listen to the third speaker, Mr. Matthew Cox, parliamentary liaison officer for COSATU. Usuka COSATU.
Dis baie dankie. Ongelukkig is middagete nog nie gereed nie, sins gaan nou oorbeweeg na die derde aanbieding.
Sizawumamela ke ingxelo yokuqala exabe yesithathu ngeli xesha isidla sasemini esinikalungu. Ilungu ke lizonikezela ingxelo ke kumnumzana ovela ke kumbutho abasebenzi iCOSATU.
Thanks very much, Chairperson. Afternoon to members, colleagues, members of the public. Yes, my name is Matthew. My surname is Parks. I'm from the Congress of South African Trade Unions. I think, Chair, I'm in a difficult spot because I'm competing against Hungry Summit. So I think I can be very, very short and sweet, not more than 5 minutes, I think. I think the interpreters also will just stop me if I move too fast for them. So, look, first, Comrade Chair, members, this is a straightforward issue. We think as COSATU this is a very progressive bill. We're very happy with it and we strongly support it and welcome it. I don't want to rob the interpreters. Okay, the interpreters will tell me when I must stop them. I don't want to make their life very difficult.
Baie dankie, voorsitter, en ek wil baie graag almal groet wat teenwoordig is vandag. Ek is Matthew Parks, ek is van COSATU en ek beloof dat ek baie kort en bondig gaan wees. Ek ondersteun hierdie baie progressiewe wetsontwerp.
En kosi kakhulu sihlalo, ndibhotisa ke kumalungu nake yonke umntu okhoyo apha. Ndingumnumzana Matthews Parks, ndisuka kaCOSATU. Ndifuna ukuthi ke ndizawuzama ingxelo yam emfutshane kakhulu uba ndisendiqonda ukuthi ndiphikisana nezisu zabantu sezikhalaza ngeli xesha. Ingxelo yam izawufutshane kakhulu kodwa ndingatsho ukuthi siyayixhasa thina lo mthetho sihlomelo kuba ke unenkqubela kakhulu ke kuthi singabasebenzi.
Chair, I think we also want to appreciate the Portfolio Committee's hard work on advancing workers' rights across the board. I think this is one of the unique committees in Parliament where we often do see cross-party consensus on key issues. We also want to appreciate Ms. Dudley's drafting this private members' bill. We're glad to see members take an active interest in advancing workers' conditions. I think lastly, Chair, I also want to thank Mr. Teblange for harassing members and also harassing us as COSATU, which is good. I think if all citizens did that, we'll really advance much further as a society.
Kukhona siyabulela umsebenzi wale komiti. Le komiti yenye komiti ke eyona komiti iqhubela phambili imiba echaphazela abasebenzi apha ephuke iikomiti zonke zasepalamente. Siyibulele kakhulu inkqubela yayo phambili kulapho kule komiti ikwaziyo khona ukuthi ibeke emacaleni ke iyantlukwano yabo neminye imibutho basebenzisane bengamalungu ale komiti bajonge calanye ekuqhubeleni phambili amalungelo abasebenzi. Siyibulela nelungu elihloniphekileyo uDudley ngokuthi ekwazile ke ukuzisa phambili ke sisiphakamiso kunye nomnumzana uTeblange osoloko engqola ngalo lonke ixesha elitshantliziyo elimele ukudala inguqu nokuphuculwa ke komthetho omele abasebenzi.
Ek wil net ons dank uitspreek aan die komitee vir al hulle harde werk, veral waar dit oor arbeidsaangeleenthede gaan. U werk baie hard om seker te maak dat die werkers goed behandel word. Baie dankie. Ek wil ook vir waar het Adley bedank vir haar wetsontwerp wat sy voorgestel het, en ook vir meneer Terblanche, een gemeenskapslid wat het goed gevind het om te kyk na arbeidskwesties en om vorentoe te kom en een aanbieding te doen. Baie dankie.
Chair, yeah, as we said, we indicate we support this bill, we strongly welcome it. It's in line with COSATU's long struggles over many years for advancing paternity leave and supporting mothers. I think you may even recall during the last round of public service wage negotiations last year, paternity leave was a key issue there. I think, Chair, politically, for us it's about strengthening families. As our colleague said, it's about giving support for mothers and helping to raise children properly. And I think, Chair, also we want to say that when a mother goes on maternity leave, it's not just a question if she's got all the time to take care of the child. Often she needs time to physically recover from giving birth. Maybe there was a cesarean operation, or it is a difficult birth, so fathers must also come to the party and be given space to play their correct roles, Chair.
Si, kwa sato kesia, yu amke ela, si utasa kakulu, ke lo mteto shlomela, uche wa singa tuwa ilo komiti na msanje, kuba ke lo mteto shlomela, uambela na kakulu, no mzabala zu wili, si kwa sato, lo kubela pambi, like UK, pula bandu, abango tata, lo babani kwe UK, pula babakwa sunikezela inkaso, kuba ndo bango mama kame yobeleka, lo mteto shlomela, ke udala indima engulu, ke kui insapo zetu, okukala omeleza kwa insapo zetu, ukunika utata ithuba loba makayoncedisa unikezela umama inkaso emveni koba evela entlungwini yoba eyobeleka maxa wambi mhlawumbi umntu ubeleke ke nge-operation udinga ithuba loba makake aphile kanti ngenye ixesha kwanenzalo nokuzala ukwesiqhelo kona kuqala kuba nayo imingeni ekunako kwidalayo kumntu ongumama utata ke funeke soloko uyonikezela loo nkxaso kubalulekile kakhulu ukuthi utata adlale nenxaxheba nendima ebalulekileyo ekukhulisweni nasekuqeqeshweni kwabantwana ekhaya.
Ek wil net weer herhaal dat ons hierdie stuk wetgewing verwelkom, die wetsontwerp, en dat ons ook voorstanders daarvoor is. Die kwestie oor kraamverlof vir vaders was al reeds bespreek, breedvoerig bespreek, en ons is beslis daarvoor. Want ons dink dat hierdie kraamverlof vir vaders beter families gaan skep, van die ma en die pa ondersteun mekaar en dit help beslis die gesin. Dit gaan ook, hierdie kraamverlof gaan ook oor die ondersteuning vir die moeder en natuurlik die herstel na geboorte van die moeder. So dit is nie net dat die moeder versorger van die kind moet wees nie, maar dit bied haar ook 'n geleentheid aan om te herstel na die geboorte.
Chair, we think this bill is an important building block to advance gender equality. And we think it's going to empower fathers to come and play their role. But I think they're also responsible for concerns the members about fathers abusing it. Well, look, we must rather try and fail as opposed to not trying at all. And of course, Chair, I think it also helps us to change the culture of fathers, that they don't just leave taking care of the child, the baby, with the mother, but they must also now begin to act responsibly. I think, Chair, it's also useful to give support for encouraging adoptions. We've got too many children, for whatever tragic reasons, are without the parents. And this can be a supporting mechanism to empower those parents who progressively adopt children. And we know the issue of adopting children is it's a growing phenomenon, especially in African families, Chair. I think last we do have two amendments to the bill, which I think might help to further enrich the debate and possibly strengthen the bill, Chair.
Lo mthetho sihlomelo ke unegalelo kakhulu ekulweni uma kulinganwe ngokwesini kwaye ke ukwadlala nendima ekunikeni ootata ithuba loba mabadlale uxanduva labo bathathe indima ekukhulisweni nokuxhasa oomama babantwana babo okhona sikwakhuthaza ke nendima yokubaba ke abantu maba-adopte bamkela abantwana bangengobabo basiyazi uMzantsi Afrika ke kunabantwana abaninzi ebathi ngabazali into ezinjalo kwaye ke zikhona ezinye izihlomelo ezisaphakanyiswayo esajongene nazo ezinento okwenza ke kunye nalo sihlomelo sanamhlanje.
As ons kyk na die verlof, die kraamverlof vir vaders, sal dit hulle beslis help om hul rol in die familie te vervul. Ons kan sien dat dit miskien misbruik kan word. Ons hoop nie so nie, maar daar is baie voordele daaraan verbonde wat die misbruik natuurlik teenstaan. Dit kan die vaders ook help om hul rol as vader beter te verstaan en dit beslis terwyl die kind jonk is en hoe hulle na die kind kyk.
Hierdie verlof sal ook die proses van aanneming verbeter, want as die ouers wat kinders aanneem verlof kan kry om saam met die kinders vir 'n tydjie saam te bring en 'n goeie verhouding op te bou met hulle, help dit beslis. Hierdie verlof is ook 'n ondersteuningsmeganisme, so vir die pa en ook vir die ma. Aanneming is 'n Afrika verskynsel, eerstens, en dit is natuurlik iets wat ook goed vir die ouers gaan wees. Daar is wel twee punte wat ek wil noem wat hierdie wetgewing gaan versterk.
Chair, the bill basically proposes two issues. One is parental leave, the other one is adoption leave. In terms of parental leave, we strongly support it. We think a current 3 days family responsibility leave, which covers births, illness and deaths, is woefully inadequate. I think any parent of a child, a toddler, will tell you by February you've exhausted that kind of leave. And children, especially in the toddler years, have always got flus, runny tummies and all the stories. And we need to provide more support. I think, Chair, we think this bill is going to help give support for mothers, help allow parents to bond with their children. And I think lastly on this point, Chair, there's some good research which is available, which colleagues have mentioned, and even Parliament's researchers have uncovered, that in fact we are behind other African countries. I think Kenya, Cameroon, Algeria, etc. have got 10 days, 14 days, or Australia as well. I think that kind of should really be an incentive for us to move. And of course, Chair, we're not saying we must reach the level of Scandinavia yet, but of course when you see Sweden, Denmark, etc. have talked about 480 days, that should inspire us to move forward. And I think lastly, Chair, it's also interesting to note how those countries even require fathers not just to be entitled to leave, but to take the leave. Because you know, sometimes men will say, ah, why must I stay at home with the wife and change nappies? So I think for us, this is a good step forward, Chairperson.
Esihlomelo bese kulathe ke indawo ezimbini efuneka sethe ngazo ukuqala ke ikhefu lapho lobuzali iphinde bele ikhefu lokho adopta izo zinjalo ezihlomelo sizakunceda kakhulu ukuba udada badala indima yabo uxhasa abantu abangomama ukubanika nabo ithuba lobaba bakwazi ukululama kakuhle kwaye ke eMzantsi Afrika sibonela ukuthi ke usethemva ke xa uthelekiswa namanye amazwe aseAfrika kodwa ke ngokukuyikhefu lokuhoya insapho insuku ezintathu kuthethwa ngazo zobuzali ke siyazixhasa kuba ke uMzantsi Afrika wona usemva siyazi amanye amazwe ahamba phambili kakhulu asisho ukuthi uMzantsi Afrika mawukhawuleze ufike ke kwezali nsuku zininzi zamanye amazwe kodwa ke uma ukuqalisa ihambo sibheke phambili kuya usinika ithemba banawo uthi ngenye imenzi zifike kule ndawo ngaloo mazwi zama ukuthi ke sihlalo siyabulela kakhulu ithuba sithemba ukuthi ke ezisomelo ziyawusinceda kakhulu zisebenzele kakhulu.
Daar is twee kwesties wat ek net wil bespreek oor hierdie ouer verlof wat die ander verlof saamvat. Ek wil net noem dat hierdie gesinsverantwoordelikheid verlof hopeloos te kort is om te kyk na al die probleme wat die kinders het. Van kinders het baie siektes en voordat jy weet is al jou familieverantwoordelikheid verlof opgebruik. Hierdie wet van werk ondersteun ook moeders want dit help hulle om bande te bou met die baba. Suid-Afrika is agter ander Afrika lande waar dit kom by kraamverlof vir vaders. In ander Afrika lande is dit baie langer en ook in Skandinawië is daar ook 'n verskil.
In terms of adoption leave, I think we support this proposal in principle. Again, it's to provide support to parents adopting children. Something that should be appreciated. We do understand Ms. Dudley's approach about taking small steps forward. Hence, just proposing 10 weeks leave for one parent, just looking at children 2 years and younger. Our position with that, look, all children who are being adopted need support, time to bond. Whether you're 2 years and 1 week, or 1 year and 11 months, or even a teenager, often adopted children come from very traumatic circumstances, families come to bond. So we were actually proposing that instead of being 10 weeks, it should be linked to the 4 weeks provided by maternity leave, and that it should cover all adopted children. But I think, Chair Lucas Kosatu, again, this is a progressive bill. It opens the debate. I think it's going to enrich our existing legislation. And whatever formula we take in the end, we're open to engagement, and we think there are merits on all sides of the argument, Chair.
lomthetho ke wekhefu lokuadopta abantwana siyawuxhasa siyikhosathu ekuba ke yawusinceda ke yoncedana nabazali siyikhuthaza kakhulu into yokuthi makubekho abantwana babanike inkathalelo yabo khona ebesibonele ukuthi ke uhloniphekile kadadle uzame ke ukuzinciphisa iintsuku ezi kodwa ke siyacinga ukuthi linyathelo elifanelekileyo elijonge kwindlela efanelekile mhlawumbi wonqenayo kungathi uyabaxa kakhulu kodwa ke siyikho sathu siyaxhasa kakhulu esi siphakamiso sesi sihlomelo ke sekhefu ke la yoba kuadoptwe umntana.
Ons ondersteun heeltemal hier die voorstel van aannemingsverlof, want ons dink dat dit 'n baie goeie en progressiewe stap is. Ons verstaan natuurlik waarom Agwara Dudley gesê het klein stappe geneem moet word en daarom 10 weke aanbeveel het aan die begin as ons dit moet opweeg teen die 4 maande verlof, kraamverlof wat vroue gewoonlik kry en dit sal natuurlik die aannemingsouers se geleentheid gee om 'n band te bou met die kinders 2 jaar of jonger, maar ons wil nie net na die ouderdom kyk nie want dit is ook belangrik om 'n band te bou met kinders wat so 'n bietjie ouer is wat aangeneem word. Ons dink dat hierdie wetsontwerp 'n baie progressiewe wetsontwerp is en dit sal beslis ons wetgewing hier verbeter en vorentoe neem. En ons sal graag in wisselwerking wil tree oor enige aanbevelings, beter aanbevelings wat ook gemaak kan word in hierdie opsig. Baie dankie.
I think just getting to the end, Chair, I'm not sure if the Portfolio Committee received the UIF's actuarial studies on this issue. We received it at MedLAC a few weeks ago. I was told the committee had received it. If you haven't, I'd be happy to forward it and ask the UIF to also share it at this short. But basically the cost of the UF fraud, without me becoming the spokesperson, was that this is affordable. I think there came with different options. So for us, and I think even the public hearings we had earlier this year in this committee on the UF, many of the UF board already said that they're kind of open to engagement in the space within the funds. Of course, we must be careful how we manage the UF because it's had quite a good turnaround over the past few years when it was in quite a difficult state financially. To have found a sound footing now. I think also, Chair, I want to say that the UF surplus is not just sitting there like 120 billion in a desk drawer as petty cash. Most of it's invested in the stock market. It's available in 2 years, 3 years, depending upon maturity levels, etc. But again, I think, Chair, the point is that there is space available to do progressive expansion. Chair, this bill was tabled at MedLAC last year, and as COSATU, we strongly supported it there. We're glad that the committee has taken initiative and engaging it here. This is a progressive precedent step. And we're available to engage in the Portfolio Committee Chair on all the issues there. And I think we hope, Chair, that this is going to enjoy cross-party support amongst all political parties. And I think lastly, Chair, we really feel that this is actually a bill which is going to benefit millions of mothers, of fathers, of children. And will be a key building block to making South Africa a progressive society, a modern democracy, etc. Thanks very much, Chair.
Voorzitter, ek wil net sê dat dit bespreek was in verskillende groepe, waar het gaan oor die koste wat gedra moet word deur die werkloosheidsversekeringsfonds. Daar is genoeg geld beskikbaar. Die fondse is beskikbaar daarvoor, maar ons moet net versigtig wees hoe ons werk met hierdie versekeringsfonds. Die geld lê nie net iewers rond en is maklik beskikbaar nie. Die geld is belê en dit sal seker, baie van die geld sal seker wees oor 2 of 3 jaar beskikbaar wees. Hierdie wetsontwerp was al verlede jaar voorgelê aan ons groep en ons het dit baie goed gevind en ons het dit geondersteun. Ons hoop net dat dit ondersteuning sal kry van al die partye, want dit sal baie mense bevoordeel en daarom wil ons dit ondersteun. Dit sal natuurlik ook baie ouers en kinders tot hul voordeel strek. Dankie.
Sengaphambili siyibulela ithuba lo mthetho esihlomele xeba siligalelo elihle kakhulu neliqhubela phambili. Endingaziyo noba mhlawumbi ke ifumene na ingxelo okanye uphando oluvela kwi-UIF endingamelanga yona ke kodwa apha imali yona ikhona kwi-UIF ikhona kodwa ke nemali ayithotha ukuthi ke xa kuba ikhona ihlele kwidrowa ethile apho inofumaneka khona lula. Le mali ikhona ngotyalo mali kwiindawo ezithile nezithile enowuthatha ithuba ukuze ifumaneke ngokuxhomekeke kwixesha lokuvuthwa kotyalo mali kuloo ndawo ityalwe kuyo. Kwezinye ndawo imeko ingafumaneka mhlawumbi emva kweminyaka emibini, kwezinye imeko mhlawumbi kweminyaka emithathu, njalo njalo. Sibulela ke ukuthi le komiti isinike elithuba kwaye ke esi sihlomelo besike kathethwa ngaso kulo nyaka kuphelele phaya kwi-NECLEC. Siyafumana inkxaso yethu, sithemba ukuthi nalapha esi sihlomelo siyafumana inkxaso yemibutho yonke ngokufanelekileyo okanye ngokusincedayo thina singabasebenzi, kuba esimthetho sihlomelo unenkqubela kakhulu yakunceda abantu abaninzi, abantwana ekufumaneni inkathalalo kubazali, oomama ekufumaneni inkxaso kubantu abangootata, kootata ekufumaneni ithuba lokuba basebenzise indima yabo yobutata nokuqinisa ikhonco phakathi kweentsapho zabo nekhonco phakathi kwabazali kunye nabantwana babo.
Excuse me, the person who's taking photos, you are ready? Yes, now. Okay. The members of the public, I'm told that the lunch will be served soon. All I want to see is the number of the hands from the public. Any those who want to say something, how many, so that we know. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 8. Can 8? Okay. Can we ask those questions, Mr. Lamoto? Members of the public, there are 8 people who want to raise issues. I think we can ask questions as soon as I get the indication that the lunch is ready. We'll go, but it would be better if it's 8 questions so that as we are having lunch, we can think over the questions, and coming back we'll be just answering questions. Are you asking a question as well, sir?
Honorable Zingini, sorry for the interruption and raising my hand. I've got other commitments, unfortunately. So can I propose, with your permission and members, if there's any questions of the other 8 members that they can ask me?
Okay. Mr. Tep Blanche is not going to be here after lunch. We did not get that in advance. Because when you come for public hearings, we don't specifically put time. Because once we do that and say we'll be here for 2 hours or 3 hours, then the public is going to come back to us and say we didn't have time because Parliament has specific time. And I don't know now, the people who want to interact with you, how will that take place? Be that as it may, the one who has, anyone, you can start with the questions. I think it's there was a hand there. Can I see those hands again? Yes, you are number 1, sir, number 2, number 3, number 4 at the back. I'll come on this side. Just shoot with your questions, please, or contribution, whatever you want to say.
Yeah.
And please introduce yourself. It's okay.
It's okay. It's fit enough. Goeiedag. Vader, ons is 2
pensionarissen van oor 80 jaar oud. En ons het een kleinkind, achterkleinkind, waar die vader herken het in 2 maanden onderhou het. En daarna die vader, wat ons volle persoonlijke het, net weggeblijven, weggeweerd. Hij gaat niet meer onderhou nie. Dat is eindelijk in verband met mij, hoe lere sien, sy kind wat ek wettig geadopt het, vir die wet, wat ek groot gemaakt het. Maar tyk gelat slaap het en al die dinge, kon daarna, toe kry sy die baby, wat nou ongeveer 3 maanden oud is. En ons kan nie help kribbelei, wat nie. Ons het die saak gerapporteer by die police, nou vraag ons net wel advies, wat saan ons nou te doen, waar kan ons aanklop vir help, vir die klein ding, wat nou 3 jaar oud is. Ons onderhoud noemt onze pensioengeld. Ik en die vrouw, wat moet ik 80 jaar oud is. Dank u.
Good afternoon. I just want to require some advice or assistance from you. We are 2 pensioners over the age of 80 years old. And for over about 2 months, we cared for a little one. It is my son's baby who had a baby. So I just need some advice because the father who recognized that it is their child, after 2 months, they just stopped caring or giving any sort of maintenance or support. So I just need some advice or assistance about how can we as pensioners get any assistance in caring for this baby who's almost 3 years old.
Okay, E.E., come on, Peter.
Your name?
Wat is die naam? Mr. Olifant, Bonte Hemel.
Thank you.
Good afternoon, my name is Peter Skippers. I like the bill, it's very fair, but it can be more labor friendly and effective. For example, a new employer going to start working. During the first day of his work, his first ever work, he received a call, his parents died in an accident, his wife sick, his kids sick, whatever reason may be, are he allowed to leave the company to assist where necessary? Because the bill says he must work for more than 4 months. Is it because of it didn't contribute towards the fund? Or is it just because you're a newbie? So we can't help you in this. And then to the gentleman, I don't know where you live, what continent you come from, or what planet. There was a statement was raised about a man with 7 girlfriends. If you look at the cultural marriages of today, one man married 3 to 4 wives. What happens if 3 or 4 wives go pregnant and get in 2-3 months period time, they all fall pregnant and give birth? What happens to that man? Will he get 10 days for wife 1, 10 days for wife 2, etc., etc.? Thank you.
My naam is Pieter Skippers en ek moet net sê dat die wetsontwerp wat hier genoem is baie goed is. Ek het 'n vraag en die vraag gaan oor 'n nuwe werknemer. As hy eerste dag by die werk aankom, volgens die voorgestelde wetsontwerp moet hy 4 maande werk voordat hy enige voordele kan kry. Maar sê maar net, die eerste dag raak sy vrou siek of die kind is siek of enige ander ding het voorgeval. Word hy dan nie geondersteun deur sy werkgewer nie? Kan hy nie hulp kry omdat hy nie genoeg bygedra het tot die werkloosheidsfonds of tot sy nuwe werk wat hy het? Is dit die rede waarom hy nie enige voordele kan kry nie? Dan wil ek net iets sê oor die kwessie van die man wat 7 meisies het. Ons het mense in ons land wat getroud is wat meer as 1 vrou het.
wat kan gebeur as die vroue almal swanger is? Hoe kan die verlofstorie dan werk? Kry jy net 'n sekere aantal dae vir vrou 1 wat swanger is en minder dae vir die tweede een wat swanger is, of hoe gaan dit eintlik werk? Dit is wat ek graag wil weet, dankie.
Mna njengoba uskeepers ndibona lo mthetho ke ndiwawuncoma ukuthi unenkqubela ephambili kakhulu kwaye ke kungalolo usebenzisa abantu asetyenziselwe efanelekileyo. Umbuzo wam ke umalunga nomntu osanda ukuqalisa uphangela mhlawumbi osona usuku olunye okanye ezimbini afumane ingxaki yoba uswelekelwe okanye uyagulelwa njalo njalo, lo mntu ke kuthiwa makaqala phangela iinyanga mhlawumbi zibene phambi kuba akwazi ukufumana ikhefu lokuba kangayohoya iingxaki zosapho lakhe. Ingaba ke umntu okuyozibhaqayo kwimeko enjalo esanda ukuqala uphangela akancedwa na? Uvele umqeshi alahle izandla zakhe emoyeni uba ayazikwazi ukunceda, ukwazi uphangela iinyanga ezine okanye awukenza igalelo kwi-UIF into ezinjalo okanye kuthwale ngomntu onjalo. Umba wesibini ngoba ke beke kwenza umzekelo apha ngendoda mhlawumbi enamantokazi amane encuma nawo. Apha kweli lizwe lethu sinabantu abatshata ngokwesintu, mhlawumbi indoda iyakwazi ukuthi itshate ngokwesintu ibe namakhosikazi amane. Xa kusha kwenzeka ukuthi la makhosikazi omane avele abe nzima, ingaba ke mhlawumbi sizothi le ndoda izawufumana iintsuku ezilishumi ngenkosikazi nganye ebe nzima, okanye uzawunikwa iintsuku ezilishumi ngenkosikazi yokuqala nakwesibini, okanye iintsuku ziyazincipha ngokwanda kwenani labo bantu bangamakhosikazi wakhe bathi baba nzima? Ndicela kucaciselwa kwezo ndawo.
Andizuqhubeka because I can see nyhani ukuba abantu kudala sihleli bayafuna ukuphuma phandle ukutya kuredi. Ndicela nje into yokuba mase siyigqiba manje simke emakhaya sithe siza kwi-public hearing, masityeni sibuye sigqibe. Ayizusithatha xesha lide because le mibuzo mifutshane and impendulo zizaba straight to the point. I just have a concern with you, Mr. Terrell Blanche, but there's nothing that I can do. Because you have spoken, people have listened to you. People need to talk to you, but you will not be there. And you did not advise Parliament in even this morning when you're speaking. But if that's the case, at least I would have told you it doesn't look good, not at all, because public hearings have no time. People come here to talk and talk as much as they can. We don't want to be blamed tomorrow, as Parliament is saying. We come to public hearings having our own agendas and push you to finish. We want you to leave us here. Thank you.
We are not going to proceed any further now. I can see it indicates that people who have been here for some time. Lunch is ready outside. You can go out and grab some lunch. But I'm appealing to you that you must please come back. Let us conclude our program. There's not much left. Let us please grab our lunch and come back and continue.
Goed, so daar is nie baie tyd oor nie, maar ek sien dat almal begin haastig raak, miskien omdat hulle honger is. So ons gaan nou gou-gou breek vir ete, maar asseblief kan almal van ons na ete weer teruggee dat ons kan verder gaan.
Okay. The time now is 1:29. We will have lunch for 45 minutes, meaning that we will be here at about 2. We will start.
So
we are going to 2.